We're leading with stock markets off to a weak start. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Asian and European stock markets have been falling today. Wall Street has just opened for this Tuesday, and in early trading, it is red over green when you view these screens here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 313 points, 1.25%. The S&P 500 down 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite down 1.7%. Europe, the DAX in Germany down 2.3%. Hong Kong down 3% overnight. A key index of stock volatility in the U.S., the VIX, is up sharply at 24. It's down near 10 when it's calm. A benchmark interest rate is down at 3.13% for the yield on the government's 10-year note. Let's check in with Jay Bryson, Managing Director and Global Economist at Wells Fargo Securities. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, David.
Starting to see the headlines out of Italy this morning that the government budget is getting rejected by the budget police at the European Union. Too much spending, given revenues there. Is that causing this fragile stock market here?
I mean, I think it's probably maybe one of a number of things that could be causing that. It's certainly not helping and helping the market right now. Italy is obviously a big economy, and if there's some questions about their longevity inside the Eurozone, that's also something that's going to cause markets to worry a little bit right now.
Now, U.S. domestically, I mean, roiled markets, were this to persist, might change the Federal Reserve's calculus on interest rates.
There are a number of Fed speakers who are out later today, so it'll be interesting to see what they say about all of this. At this point, I wouldn't make them expect to address what's going on in markets right now. I think it's way too early. I mean, they do have a meeting coming up in November. It's widely expected that they're going to not hike rates at that meeting. December is still, kind of in play, but I think you would need to have a lot more financial market volatility between now and, say, December for them to really think about pausing. So, we'll see how markets play out, kind of going forward. But, right now, everything that we're looking at would lead us to believe that the economy remains pretty solid.
Global economist Jay Bryson at Wells Fargo Securities. Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Now let's poke at the worsening odds that lead to this week's Mega Millions jackpot reaching $1.6 billion. It's the biggest jackpot ever if anyone wins, which is not assured. Marketplace's Ben Bradford is here to do the numbers.
The bigger the grand prize, the more people buy tickets, and the bigger the grand prize.
When you see these kinds of jackpots, our sales just pop.
Mega Millions lead director Gordon Bedenica. Last October, Mega Millions made a change to juice its sales.
We tweaked the prize structure to make it a little bit harder to win the top jackpot,
giving it more potential to grow even higher. In the years since the change, Mega Millions has held three of its six largest jackpots. Powerball made a similar tweak in 2015. Now, the odds of winning Mega Millions are not good, one in over 300 million. University of Maryland professor Melissa Kearney studies economics and behavior. She says for some people, at this point, it's about getting in on a cultural moment. Also,
it's actually a pretty good bet.
Well, relatively.
Hey, the prize keeps getting bigger and bigger, and the odds are staying the same.
One in 300 million. There's also as much as a 25% chance no one's numbers hit tonight, which could send the wave of sales, along with this record-setting jackpot, even higher. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Sign up for our daily e-newsletter by October 31st, and you could be in for a Halloween treat. We're giving away 10 Marketplace treat bags filled with some great swag, including the coffee mug that I helped design. I thought it was a great line. They listened to me. Subscribe today at marketplace.org for your chance to win, and good luck. The economics of sports is top of mind with the World Series Game 1 tonight at Fenway in Boston. What if the sport is pro-soccer and the stadium is in Nashville? There, activists persuaded the home team's owners to agree to a list of community benefits in return for public resources for the stadium. Well, how are these costs and benefits going? WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Even the day before the vote over the proposed 30,000-seat stadium in September, it wasn't clear the city council would approve the $225 million in financing and the low-rent land deal that the Nashville Soccer Club wanted. It was tense. Observers were left guessing whether the team had the votes for its stadium. But less than 24 hours earlier, the soccer club agreed to something most council members had demanded, a community benefits agreement, or CBA.
I have been converted, and I do believe that this is something that can be great for this city.
That's Councilwoman Sharon Hurt citing the agreement for winning her vote. She pointed out workers will earn at least $15.50 an hour, and a quarter of construction contracts will go to women or minority-owned businesses. The agreement also requires the developer to build affordable housing and a daycare center next door. So community supporters like Odessa Kelly, who was in on the negotiations, told the council the agreement could set a precedent for the city as it seeks concessions from big developers in the future.
This has been a great stride. Nashville Soccer Holdings has come a long way, a very long way, in helping us change how we do development in the city.
The flip side of it is it can be seen by developers and sports team owners as a way to really easily buy off the opposition, right?
And this is Neil DeMoss, author of Field of Schemes, a book critical of stadium deals nationwide. He says benefit agreements rarely equal what teams get in return.
It's chump change compared to the amount of money that you're going to be getting as a subsidy for the deal.
DeMoss says CBAs have become more common, but that they can be a distraction from whether tax dollars and city-owned land should be gifted to teams. Nashville stadium construction could start next year. In the meantime, the soccer club is putting together a citizen panel to oversee its promises. In Nashville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.
And BrewDog just opened a new pub in London with a special tap. Order a glass of Hop Exchange, and the price fluctuates with the current value of the Financial Times 100 stock index, the FTSE. It is a good day to pop in for a pint. The FTSE is down 1% right now. At 5 quid a pint, 1% is 5 pence, or 6.5 U.S. cents cheaper would be. Our producers are Michael Lipkin, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.